Well, hello everybody. I am Louise Eddington, the Cosmic Owl of Cosmic Owl of Astrology, and I bring you the Weirdly Cosmic podcast for the Cancer New Moon that will take place on July the 9th, 2021. July the 10th in some places, actually, because it's at 7:16 p.m. Mountain Time where I am. And so that will take us to the 10th in the UK and beyond. So it's one of those that straddles days. And so before I dive in any further, I am an astrologer. I am also an author of two books, Complete Guide to Astrology and Modern Astrology, and currently authoring my third book on the Complete Guide to Astrology and Tarot, and I offer consultations and a Venus enchantment community, and I recently got certified for Venus Starpoint work, which is created by the fabulous astrologer Ariel Gutman. And I'm part of a team that's deepening my work with Venus. But let's dive in. I don't want to spend too long doing all that stuff today because I've got a lot to talk about. And I do want to just talk about the future of this podcast quickly before I dive into this, though. I appreciate those of you that stuck with me. The download numbers have gone down from when I was doing it with Jen as the Weirdly Magical podcast. But, you know, times move on, and I do intend having guests on this podcast moving forward. I was intending having guests sooner rather than later, but then I got this book contract. And when I record with guests, everything takes longer because we have to arrange a time to connect and, you know, all those kind of things. And I have to send various things to various people. And they also take longer to record because we've got two people talking. But guests will be coming. I have a fabulous astrologer, a couple of fabulous astrologers, female astrologers, lined up for later in a few weeks. One of them, I'm going to talk about Ceres with her. Another one, we're just going to talk generally about how we have to reclaim the goddess in our astrology. So I'm going to line up other guests too. Being in my nature, it will be generally women astrologers, but, and you know, they don't get as much exposure often. But there are some fabulous male astrologers that I really admire as well that I'm hoping to invite onto the podcast. So stick with me. This podcast is going to grow. I'm still going to do the new and full moon things alone, but with other episodes in the middle. So the new moon. Okay, as I said, it is on July the 9th. Or 10th, depending where you are, and it's at 18 degrees of Cancer, 18 degrees 1 minute of Cancer, and I'll talk more about that and the aspects in a moment. But first, I pulled a card, of course, and it really kind of surprised me, okay, because this is a watery new moon. It's a Cancer new moon in the sign that the moon rules, yet I pulled the Queen of Swords, which is very much a card of the mind. So the sword suit in the tarot is of the air element, and the air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. I was just like, I can't think there for a second. So, you know, I was like, wow, okay, but it makes sense, of course, as I look through it. So the Queen of Swords, you know, she's there. For those of you that can't see it, the Queen in the card is sitting on her throne. She's staring off to, from my perspective, that would be probably, I'm going to say it's the east behind. I think she's staring off to the south. Personally, okay, and she's kind of sitting with the Queen of Air, that she's placed in the clouds. so that no, she's sitting above everything, and yet she's also got her feet on the earth. I don't think she's right up in the clouds at all. She's really an archetype of the older, wiser, feminine intellect, and this is where it kind of fits for me with this new moon, because there's much in this chart, as we talk about it, that is bringing in the archetype of this older, wiser, feminine energy. So this is really representing the importance of making judgments, bringing your mind and spirit and emotion all together. She kind of beckons you to look at the facts before making decisions. But yet she is very compassionate too. And this is why she always has her hand, she has her hand reaching out. So it's kind of wise judgment. She's also got a bird flying above her head, which is really a sign of the air and intellect as well. But what I find most interesting on this card is what she has on her throne. If you can't see it, if you're just listening, she actually has a kind of the, she has a butterfly. And she has an angel's face with angel wings. And so yes, she's an air element card, and the swords are of the air. And she has kind of got a reputation a little bit of going in and chopping the head off, metaphorically, as she dives in and says, no, that's rubbish, kind of let's chop those ideas down and move forward into something else. She's also connected to the angelic realms and transformation with the things on her throne. And this is the Rider-Waite deck that I'm using for this today. I'm using this deck more as I write this book that I'm writing. I also find it interesting that she's got red hair and red jewels in her crown. And red is the colour of fire, of course. And as from my perspective, I feel like she's pointing to the south, which is generally in the four directions associated with fire. And she's also got kind of red mala beads, it looks like, around her wrist. And clouds on her cloak. So she's very much fire and air, but yet still connected to that earthly realm. The only thing really that's not connected on here is water. And we have a watery new moon. But the card always has a good message for you. And I think the message is really about, you know, tuning into... integrating it all, you know, mind, body, spirit, into your decision making. Okay, and a new moon is about setting intentions, so it's about what you're deciding to set your intentions on also. Beautiful card for this. But let's look at the astrology a little bit and then dive into the symbolism of the degree. Okay. So, as I said, the new moon is in Cancer. So a new moon is a conjunction of the moon and the sun, and it's at 18 degrees and 1 minute of Cancer. And the aspects to this, I'm going to give it a big orb, because the moon is out of bounds when it's in Cancer. It always is at the moment. I think it shifts gradually over time, but... At the moment, every month when the moon is in Gemini and Cancer and Sagittarius and Capricorn, the moon is out of bounds and acting kind of erratically. This kind of ties in really with the nodes and the moon's nodes, which are in Sagittarius and Gemini and were in Cancer and Capricorn until last year. And it also ties into my mind with the transformation we've got going on with Pluto going through Capricorn and the cardinal crisis of the Uranus-Pluto square, the Pluto-Eris square, which we're heading towards the fourth or fifth exact Pluto Eris squares, and this time we're in of just real tower kind of energy in the tarot of destruction and reformation of all our institutions and forms in big ways. But I'm going to say this new moon is in a wide cardinal grand cross that is ongoing, and it's activating that because it's in a wide square to Haumea, who's at 26 degrees of Libra. It's in a wide opposition to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn, and in the closest square aspect is a square to Eris. So I'm going to say this new moon is a yet another new moon of change. It's forming a wide cardinal grand cross, and a cardinal grand cross is always a part. Cardinal signs are initiating signs. They initiate the new. They initiate change. They come after the, we go cardinal, fixed, and then mutable. And cardinal is making new goals, new intentions. And this is a new moon, of course. But, you know, the cardinal grand cross is tense. It's saying we have, you know, tense difficulties. We've got two oppositions with planets looking at each other, mirroring each other. We've got Haumea in Libra wanting to rebirth, more balance, more harmony. We've got Eris in Aries saying shake down take down the white picket fence of our identity that we've got attached to, really. We've got Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. Pluto's been there since 2008, taking down or revealing the inequalities and the shadow of our institutions, and the fact that we've been attached to kind of the big daddy of our institutions, taking care of us and looking after us. So the cardinal grand cross is really an evolutionary seed of change, and it keeps being activated over and over again from that Uranus Pluto square that I talked about, that we had seven exact squares from about 2011 to 2015. This has been ongoing, and then we've got those Pluto Eris squares, and then we have these lunations that activate it. And Haumea has been speaking to me more and more from Libra. She's been there for a long time, but you know, I kind of think the planets speak to astrologers when they when they are ready to hear. Okay, and of course the dwarf, she's one of the dwarf planets that we're discovering new ones every day. They're expanding our consciousness in the universe. Eris was the first discovered one, although I'm calling Ceres the first dwarf planet, because she was reclassified from asteroid to dwarf planet on Eris's discovery, and she was discovered in 1801. So it's my thesis that this is all part of the ongoing expansion and change that we've been going through since the Industrial Revolution, to realizing the harm we're doing to the home that we live on. And now we're kind of getting this these lessons about what we need to do to kind of save humanity, if you like. I happen to think we will survive, but from an evolutionary perspective, the cardinal cross reflects the need to implement change and forward momentum in our lives. So that's kind of what I'm saying. We're kind of, you know, realizing what we need to do to move into the future, to implement the changes that are needed. So this is a really big new moon in that respect. It's also at 18 degrees, as I said, which is a number I'll look at in a minute, and 1 minute. So we've got the ones, the eights. We've got 18 is 1 plus 8 is 9. It's on July the 9th in the US. It's on July the 10th in the UK and other parts of the world, which is the 1. So we've got the 9 showing up, we've got the 18, we've got the 1 and the 8 showing up as well. It's also in a 7 month, and 5, 14, 7, 21. We've got some 3s, 9s as well in there as well, but I'm not going to go through all the numbers. I find it interesting that it's got the 1 and 8. And Haumea is at 26 degrees, which is also an 8. 2 plus 6 is 8. There's other numbers that I could talk about in there. Other things I find fascinating in the chart for the new moon is that Venus is just about to catch up with Mars. This is something I'll be talking about in depth with my Venus enchantment community. We have a monthly call for the Venus gates of the Venus cycle when the moon meets Venus, because the moon, Venus and Mars will all be conjunct when the moon and Venus meet. And Venus and Mars, of course, are the archetypal feminine and masculine of the Hieros Gamos. You know, they come together and start their new cycle. It's always a very important cycle. And this is a coming together in this. And with the new moon in Cancer, it's on the line of birth and death. So we've got a lot of coming together. And then it's in square to the Aries Libra axis, which is about the I within the we. And Aries is Mars ruled, Libra is Venus ruled. So we've got a lot of coming together of the opposites, the polarities in our world, in our psyche, in the cosmos. There's a lot coming together. The moon and the sun, of course, have in modern times, the sun is seen as the masculine and the moon as the feminine. Different cultures kind of saw them quite differently. They are archetypal energies that are contained within each of us. This is not about men and women particularly, although I do think the goddess has to rise within all of us, in men and women. So we've got, you know, all these archetypal energies of polarities all being asked to be drawn to center in that yin-yang symbol, in the Hieros Gamos, which is the divine union of the masculine and feminine in all kind of ways. It's El and Asherah, which were the original god and goddess, which kind of came from all creation. You know, there was in many ancient traditions, the god and goddess were equal. We didn't have one without another. The goddess was not hidden behind the god. They were, you know, sat together. You couldn't create without both, you know. But over the centuries, the divine feminine has been squashed in all of us, in patriarchal societies. You know, I'm going to talk about this more over time, but in this chart there's so much a coming together. The sun and moon come together every new moon, but here we have this on this cardinal grand cross of initiating change. We've got Pluto there, kind of the one of the male aspects, but who we now know has a heart. You know, we've got Haumea, who was a fertility goddess. We've got Eris, who's one of the dark goddesses, who was much maligned and seen as evil and bad and all those things. Incidentally, the Venus-Mars conjunction is In Leo. They're not quite together. Venus will be at 15 degrees and Mars at 17 degrees of the sign. They are in a semi-sextile aspect to the new moon, the two of them. And a semi-sextile aspect is when there's an aspect in adjacent signs that are next to each other, and they're said not to be quite able to see each other. So, you know, we're being asked to integrate all of this ourselves. So I talked about it being a cardinal grand cross, a kind of a seed of evolutionary change. The real step for, or the real trick for cardinal grand crosses, is to integrate all the energies. The Cancer, the moon, our emotions, and then Capricorn is the elder wisdom, the earth energy, and really getting grounded. And then we have the fire energy of purification and energy to move forward. And then we have the air energy of Libra, of bringing justice and harmony and balance mentally. So all of this must be integrated on this new moon. Oh, that was a lot. So I said I would look at the numbers. So we've got all these numbers. We've got the number 18 is the 18 degree of the actual new moon. So this is, you know, a number that combines the independent and assertive one, which is new beginnings, and coupled with strength and energy of the powerful number eight. So 18 carries the vibrations of manifesting abundance, stepping into personal inner strength, leadership and karma. This is from numerology, the numbers and their meanings, .blogspot.com. Joanne Walmsley is the writer. You know, I'm taking it from her because I like her interpretations. So, you know, there's one, my own reading is, one is the number of beginnings, it's initiation, which is those cardinal signs. Eight is such a powerful number because eight is the number of infinity, it's the number of strength. It's two zeros, one on top of each other or next to each other if you turn them on their side. The eight is courage and strength. So we're really being asked to kind of gather all our resources on this new moon and really initiate the change we want to be see in the world, or be the change you want to see in the world, to quote that quote. The number one is new beginnings, as I mentioned. It's creation, it's independence, it's uniqueness, it's motivation. So we've got all of this. And of course, in Greenwich Mean Time, or British Standard Time, which is kind of the mean line that we chose as humans on this earth to go through to start our time zones at, it's a one day because it's a 10-1 day. But then 1 and 8 also make 9, which is the number of universal love, eternity, faith, the universal spiritual laws. It's just really all about to develop our creative sensitivity things. So we've got this beautiful mix in this new moon of kind of this creativity and courage kind of energy. It's a huge, to my mind, it's a pretty huge new moon, to be quite honest. So I just want to take a little look. And while I do look at it, I do want to mention that I really appreciate reviews and follows and likes on my Facebook page, Cosmic Owl Astrology, on my Instagram, Cosmic Owl Astrology. My website is louiseedington.com, louiseedington.com. Eddington 1D. You can find links to how to work with me on the website. But I also have a Facebook group called Cosmic Owl Astrology Cafe, a free Facebook group. I'm deciding whether to move forward with that because sometimes it's impossible to be everywhere and everything. But follows, likes, reviews, iTunes reviews would be really welcome. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I also, love to hear from my listeners, about what you would like to hear moving forward in this podcast. But I've given you some ideas about where this is going over the future. So I don't think there's much else I want to say about the podcast. It's about the podcast, about the astrology chart itself. So I want to move to the symbols, the Chandra symbols and the Sabian symbols. Okay. So I was undecided because it's at 18 degrees and 1 minute whether it would be 18 symbol or 19 symbol because the symbols usually go up. And the reason for that is all the degrees go from 0 to 29 or 0 to 29, and the symbols go from 1 to 30. So we always go up. But I read them and my intuition just said, no, you've got to follow the rule and go up because they just fit. So Cancer 19 for the Chandra symbol. An opossum comes out into the moonlight. Inside out, massively vulnerable and strictly unreachable, a verge in destiny where the innermost soul is revealing its true colors in a magical display. However, it is a ritual performance and heavily guarded and veiled all the while. You give a glimpse of the unarmored underbelly, yet mask so many things in order to make this excruciating edge safe and secure and something to dream into at many angles. But remain alone within, becoming ready to open to threshold states, vastly afraid of myriad dangers, and therefore placing a small part of yourself into the light of the shared arena while retaining control over the rest. A testing of the waters with such underlying supersensitivity that there will be a lot more hiding than seeking before you discover how to put yourself forward freely. Face the shadow of your fears and live to tell about it. So this speaks to me really of the Cancer energy. It's the dark moon, it's the new moon. Cancer is the shell, it's the crab, and it's kind of like we're peeking out, we're giving glimpses of that unarmored underbelly, the tender Cancer inside. Yet, with the Cardinal Grand Cross tension, we're kind of not quite ready to really just go, well, here I am, truly vulnerable. It's kind of funny that I kind of follow the nudges of what else is happening in my life to all these things, especially on my major but my big walks that I did. I walked a lot this morning, and Brené Brown wrote the book about vulnerability. I can't remember about it. Oh, what's the title of the book? But anyway, most of you will know it, and if you search Brené Brown and vulnerability, you will find it. The Gifts of Imperfection. I think that was her first book. She, on her podcast, Unlocking Us, is doing a whole series about vulnerability and imperfections. And she launched part one of six this morning as I'm about to record this. And I haven't listened to it yet, but if you want to tune into this new moon energy as we move towards it. Cancer is very vulnerable kind of energy. This is our vulnerable emotional self. You just think of that symbol of the crab. We kind of lock down the shell, go into our shell when we want to protect and we want to feel safe. But unlocking those gifts of the imperfection are just beautiful. So anyway, the Sabian symbol speaks to that Hieros Gamos that I talked about. Okay, so it says a priest performing a marriage ceremony, the ritualization of productive interpersonal relationships. This is Dane Rudyard's interpretation. I'll talk about what I think afterwards. This scene symbolizes the profound need for referring the interplay and the relatively permanent and productive union of all polarities to some third factor which either includes or transcends and gives spiritual meaning to the relationship. A conjugal union is essentially and traditionally the union of a man and a woman for the sake of producing progeny able to perpetuate the racial type, the family tradition and the way of life of a particular culture or subculture, including a set of religious beliefs. The married couple is the basic productive unit in our society, as it has been for millennia in all patriarchal societies. The purpose of any established religion, including tribal cults, is to glorify, sanction and bless with a super personal meaning all personal and interpersonal activities. This occurs through the sacraments and indeed through most religious rites. And then he says, at this stage, we are given the basic technique used in all processes of effectual social or group integration. It is the technique which takes the form of socio-cultural and thus business or religious ritualization. Through this technique, commonplace individual endeavors acquire sanction. That is, they are ritualized and indeed sanctified. Ooh, well, I think Dane Rudyard was an amazing man, an amazing astrologer, but more and more I think his interpretation of the symbols is so patriarchal, because I think the Hieros Gamos and the priest performing a marriage ceremony is more about kind of the ritualizing this coming together of all polarities and opposites in many forms of rituals. The priest could be, priests were traditionally women. The Eucharist was originally kind of psychedelic kind of tools administered by women in the form of potions and witchcraft, if you like. And we are being invited, and I have said before that I feel like we can get there with shamanic journeying and other tools too, of coming into this ritual of realizing and sanctifying the opposites, the coming together of the Hieros Gamos. And that, to my mind, that's what this symbol is saying in its real essence. Okay. Whew. So enjoy this new moon. It's really very powerful. I can highly recommend listening to this Brené Brown Unlocking Us podcast series on the gifts of imperfection, and starting to do that to prepare for this new moon, because you know, it's a very vulnerable point of change. And we are being asked to initiate this change and move into this more vulnerable state from a place of strength, inner strength. So enjoy the new moon. And again, my name is Louise Eddington, Cosmic Owl Astrology. I am the Cosmic Owl. You can find me, Louise Eddington with 1D, or Cosmic Owl Astrology everywhere. And have a wonderful, wonderful new moon.